can analyze and interpret the content in your browser in real time. It's going to allow users to ask questions about the text and the images and all the other elements that are being displayed in the website on the browser. It's really all about understanding the context of what the user is working on at a much deeper level in real time. The feature is, again, natively built into Microsoft Edge. Again, making sense, it's a Microsoft product. You're probably going to have to use Edge to access it. And it can even be accessed through voice inputs, apparently, to ask questions about the content. And I love that so much. And I really can't wait to get my hands on the Copilot Vision in the Edge browser. Literally, while you're browsing on a web page, you can just ask out loud, hey, what's this all about? Explain this to me in more depth, please, in natural language. It just sounds so amazing. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back again with another jam-packed daily digest, playing a little bit of catch-up on a few different days of AI news. Shout out, as always, to the Rundown.ai newsletter. I have pulled a few of the stories from their last few editions and plucked these topics out for today's episode to do a little bit more of a deep dive into. The first bit of news we'll be talking about is Google DeepMind's leap into the AI world generation space. Literally days after we talked about World Labs' new world generation model, Google DeepMind unveils their Genie 2 model. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll also talk about the release of the new O1 model from ChatGPT, the long-awaited O1 model, the official one that we've had access to previews of for quite some time now, has been made available to Plus and Teams users. This is actually the first release in a string of releases that Sam Altman has called the 12 Days of OpenAI. So we have a lot of AI goodness to look forward to in the coming days from OpenAI. So we're going to talk a little bit today about the O1 model. And then finally, we will talk about the first iteration of Copilot Vision that has been launched. And this is the AI Vision feature from Microsoft's Copilot that can see what's taking place on your web browser and work along with you. We talked about the Copilot Vision feature, I believe, a little over a month ago or two, maybe now, when they first announced it. But now we have some early access for certain users in the Edge browser. So we'll talk about that as well. So let's go ahead and get into it. Again, the first bit of news is the fact that Google's DeepMind has unveiled Genie 2, their advanced AI model that generates interactive 3D environments. And again, this comes days after the announcement from World Labs for their version of the same feature. The key capabilities and features of Genie 2 are very similar to that of World Labs. It creates interactive 3D environments from single images or text prompts. And from those generated environments, you can interact with them in multiple different ways. There are going to be multiple different perspectives in which you can view things, including first person, third person, and other views as well. And these environments are going to maintain consistency for up to 60 seconds, apparently. That's the maximum. Most demonstrations of the technology have consistency lasting for 15 to 20 seconds, though. So it does sound like World Labs has maybe a bit more advanced as far as length and consistency and interactivity at this point. But again, just like the World Labs technology we talked about, you're going to be able to interact with these environments through keyboard and mouse controls at this point. And there are various other visual effects that you'll be able to enact as well on these environments. Check out the links in the show notes for a deeper dive into that information if you would like. But again, this is a very similar product or feature in practice to the World Labs technology that we talked about. World generation and spatial intelligence is definitely here. It has arrived. It's coming by storm. And I'm super excited for what it means for AR and VR. We talked about that yesterday. And in particular, customer and user experiences as well. Okay, moving on to the latest news from OpenAI. Sam Altman was recently interviewed at New York Times DealBook Summit. And he mentioned the 12 days of OpenAI that he has in store for OpenAI users over the coming days, as far as releases of new features and products. And this started today with the release of their O1 language model, the long-awaited O1 model that we have had access, again, to previews for since, I believe, September of 2024. And this new version is going to offer enhanced and more accurate reasoning and capabilities, of course, improved performance, things like coding and mathematics, everything that you would expect from this long-awaited O1 model. And apparently there is a 34% reduction in major errors on complex real-world questions. Although, interestingly, according to the Rundown.ai newsletter, there's actually some reduction in performance across these benchmarks. And I think these benchmarks in relation to these new models and the multiple models and the different versions of each model, which are, again, coming out daily and learning and iterating on themselves literally every day. It's really hard to nail down these benchmarks on a daily basis, but I think they can be valuable for ranking and comparison. But I think there are some intangible variables that are affecting these benchmarks for sure. Anyway, the good news is that the new O1 tier is available to ChatGPT Plus and Team users, and it will be coming soon for enterprise and education users. Unfortunately, for smaller businesses and solo entrepreneurs and freelancers like me, hopefully some of you won't be included in this, there is a new premium tier offer being offered by OpenAI that is going to cost $200 per month. And this is being called their Pro tier. Again, they're definitely pricing out certain users. I think maybe users at the plus level at $20 per month. Users like me, again, unfortunately, hopefully someday soon I'll be in that pro tier and have a budget that allows me to drop $200 a month on one of these AI tools. Although I think, again, tons of enterprise value there at this pro tier, because you're going to be able to get a bunch of awesome optimizations and improvements, including unlimited access to this new O1 model, as well as the O1 family, O1 Mini, as well as GPT-4o, and advanced voice mode without any restrictions, a bunch of advanced computing capabilities as well, stuff like that. Sam Altman and OpenAI definitely came out swinging big on day one of the 12 days of OpenAI with this O1 model for sure. Apparently, also being reported from The Verge is the fact that the Sora video generation model is likely to be included in these days of releases. So we have that to look forward to as well. Okay, and lastly, we have the launch of Copilot Vision, the feature that allows an AI model, in this case, Microsoft's Copilot, to view what's happening on your browser. In this case, the Edge browser is where the integration exists, of course, being Microsoft's environment. It is going to be made available to a few select Copilot Pro subscribers in the US in the Copilot Labs program. So it's not being rolled out widely yet, unfortunately. But when it does, I will most likely be downloading the Edge browser again. Actually, I will certainly be downloading the Edge browser again because I've heard the user experience on this is just amazing. We did talk a little bit about Copilot Vision back when it was first announced. But again, this can act basically as your virtual assistant as you're working in your web browser. It can analyze and interpret the content in your browser in real time. It's going to allow users to ask questions about the text and the images and all the other elements that are being displayed in the website on the browser. It's really all about understanding the context of what the user is working on at a much deeper level in real time. The feature is, again, natively built into Microsoft Edge. Again, making sense, it's a Microsoft product. You're probably going to have to use Edge to access it. And it can even be accessed through voice inputs, apparently, to ask questions about the content. And I love that so much. And I really can't wait to get my hands on the Copilot Vision in the Edge browser. Literally, while you're browsing on a web page, you can just ask out loud, hey, what's this all about? Explain this to me in more depth, please, in natural language. It just sounds so amazing. Being a Microsoft product, it is absolutely being built with privacy and security at the forefront. It's an entirely opt-in program, and it requires explicit user permission to view the active web pages. And there's a very clear visual indicator that shows when Copilot Vision is active, so you won't lose track of when your screen is being watched and when you're being listened to and all that. Also, all the contextual data like audio and screen recording data is going to be deleted once a Copilot Vision session ends. And no data is going to be stored beyond the active session or used in any training of any AI models. And you can find all these details in the links in the show notes, as always, if you want more information and to do a bit of your own deeper dive. There are a few limitations to the feature in its early version here. For instance, it's only going to be able to operate on a select number of websites that have opted into the program, in which Microsoft can gather feedback from users. There's going to be a gradual rollout strategy. And of course, again, it's going to focus on safety and usability, making sure that publisher content rights for sure are respected. You know, Microsoft doesn't want any part of the legal nightmare that's being faced by all of these other AI companies from publishers right now. And then the overall user experience and proper functionality from the tool, of course, will be a focus as well. I, for one, cannot wait again to use the Copilot Vision, and I'm all about to hop back on the Edge browser wagon in order to do it. That's for sure. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit the subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye. We'll be right back.